Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Torino Film Festival, closing day of the festival. I'm here with Sean Baker. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Director of the closing night film, The Florida Project. You are kind of a veteran of the festival because, you know, Starlight was here. Tangerine was here, and then the Florida Project.
And so Prince of Broadway, that was my first
too,
film
that
here.
Too. Yeah, so you basically, every single movie you did was here.
So
you're just like a friend of us.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's great to be back because I wasn't able to be here for Starlight or Tangerine.
But
so
then
it's been a while.
I'm here for this one, which is a good thing for us. And my first question is, in this film, too, it seems that you're a kind of attraction to outsider characters, you know, people who are on the fringe of the world of life. Am I right?
Yes, I think I guess so. I it's hard to I think that analyzing my films, looking back at them, I think that for the most part they're just responses to what I'm not seeing enough of in film and TV, U.S. film and TV. Mm-hmm. So I think these are universal stories, but they just happen to be told in perhaps a neighborhood or amongst a group or subculture that perhaps are just unrepresented in that underrepresented.
Sometimes unrepresented completely. Yeah. And you have another kind of love for non-professional actors, because in this one too, in Tangerine too, in this one the kids are all non-professional. The only professional actors is William Dafoe. Mm. And why is that? Because this should be more difficult for you as a director to work with non-professional actors or not?
Well, you know, when it comes down to whether it's the ease of or the difficulty of working with first-timers, I never really see that that's a hindrance. I don't take that into consideration. What I'm looking for is fresh faces on the screen. Sometimes characters require fresh faces. So I always like to mix it up, you know, and I don't like to call them actually non-professionals because it doesn't help them with their careers moving forward. I just like to see them as first timers, and I just happened to find a bunch of first timers. And I was very lucky in this film to be able to, because I was working with a bigger budget, to be given the opportunity to actually even hire Bria Venaitha. Mm-hmm. She was 100% a first timer. I found her off of Instagram, but I think it's because I had a good track record from my previous films, Maya and Kiki from Tangerine, Besedka Johnson, who was an 86-year-old first timer from Starlet, and Prince Adieu from Prince. They were all first timers, but they had the potential of moving forward because they understood the craft of acting. They're wonderful actors.
So for you, actually, it's not more difficult. It's like it's more, maybe it's more, it's more like, ask more effort, but it's not difficult.
I don't see it as difficult. If you find the right people and they're enthusiastic and they're motivated and they see this as an opportunity for a new career that they perhaps never even thought they would get into, then it's great. And it's not difficult. It's time consuming, but not difficult.
Yeah, okay. This film is about kids. So is the story is told from the kids' perspective, mm-hmm. and it's about this kid that lives in these motels on the way to the big theme park in Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
What brought you to this specific story, and why kids?
Well, my co-screenwriter brought this situation to my attention. He was sending me news articles that focused on this juxtaposition that we focus on in the film, basically children living in and growing up in budget motels outside of the place we consider the happiest place on earth for children. So that is because of this irony that specifically dealt with children. That's why we focused on children. We could have told the same exact story in many other places throughout the United States because it is a national issue. But obviously, that very sad irony is something that we wanted to focus on and therefore make it a child-driven story.
And how difficult was it, and how was the process, besides difficult or easy, to find the right kids?
It's that, actually, getting back to the time-consuming part of it, that is time-consuming, because you really have to make sure you're cast right. I think it's actually, with a character-driven film, it is the number one most important thing. I also making it very difficult for everybody involved, because I wanted to cast locally. I didn't want to in any way consider Hollywood kids or New York kids. I wanted the kids to be local because of the accent. And then also I wanted the kids to be comfortable at night going home to their real homes. I mean, we were actually taking their summer away from them. This was we shot during their entire summer vacation, and I wanted to make this fun for them. I wanted to make them have an experience, almost in a way, a summer camp for the children, because they were actually learning too. I think hopefully what they've learned, the skills that they've learned doing this, will help them in any area in life in their future.
And which is your approach, which is our director's approach to a kid actor instead of a grown man actor? Because you think it's a different method.
It is. I'm still trying to analyze it myself. I wanted the kids to be comfortable. And I think we just, in many ways, made it a family environment. I never wanted to be their boss. I never wanted to be their school teacher. I didn't want them to see me as this figure of authority. Instead, I wanted them to see me as a friend and somebody who was guiding them and having fun with them. So we made it a very relaxed situation for them and never pressured them. I even told them on set, I know you guys learned the lines and that's a wonderful thing, but you don't have to stick to the lines. You never have to. I'm okay if you guys want to put it into your own words or add something more. And I was working with a wonderful acting coach by the name of Samantha Kwan, who spent a lot of time with the kids, with workshops and exercises, getting them to the place where I could actually ask them to be loose on set and even improvise a little bit if we had time. And I found out that Brooklyn Prince is just a master at.
She's
incredible on a whole other level.
Yes. And you chose to. I mean, they are the lead kids are the lead characters. So the point of view of the film is from the kids' point of view, from a child point of view.
To a certain degree,
which is also the way you put camera was on that level. And what is fascinating to me was that there is no one single shot that looks down on kids.
Yes.
Everything. There's not never an adult point of view of every single aspect, which is why probably the beginning of the film is less clear to us, and then it gets clearer and clearer because we are looking through their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I also thought that, there is that subconscious feeling you get when through camera placement. If you are looking down on any character, it minimizes them. It makes them smaller. It doesn't make them as powerful. So we never wanted to do that. We wanted to either shoot at their eye level or below. Below gives the character power, makes the character big. So we wanted Mooney, because she felt this way, we wanted Mooney to be the little, king or queen of her domain and of her own castle. She certainly had that confidence. So there was no reason not to shoot her in a confident way. So there was that, and my wonderful cinematographer Alexis Zabe really has a real knack for shooting children, and he's done it in the past with the beautiful films he shot for Carlos Regattas. So I knew that he would be able to do it with our film, and it was really wonderful to work with him.
Talking about cinematography, it's you change your media you use. I mean, everybody knows that Tangerines were done through iPhone. This one is 35 millimeter print.
Yes.
So it's like the best quality possible, and the old ways we were used to shoot film for. Which kind of freedom did this new, the 35 millimeter print gave you in terms of creativity and of visual and of style and everything?
Yeah, it's hard to say because it's freedom. I don't know if it gave me freedom, except for the fact that it gave me the opportunity to capture an aesthetic that I knew was unable to be caught through digital means.
Yeah.
So, I truly believe that celluloid gives you this organic feel that through the photochemical process that you're unable to acquire with any digital medium, even no matter what filters you throw on it. Now, at the same time, though, I look at a film like I made with, you know, I made Tangerine. I made a film before Prince of Broadway called Takeout, which I shot on mini DV videotape. And I would never, if I had a second chance, I wouldn't shoot those on 35. The mediums that I used for those films were perfect for those films. Because we were able to capture things that I never would have been able to capture with film.
Well, Tangerine would have never been done.
Exactly.
35.
No. But at the same time, I was going for a more controlled look with this film. I had more money. I had a little more time. So I was able to use a 35 to give me something that I, an aesthetic that I mm-hmm. truly needed for this film. And then on top of that, we also are living in a time where the threat of the death of film is a real thing.
Yeah.
And as a filmmaker who I have an affinity for this medium, meaning that 35 is what created this wonderful art, I don't feel that it should just be discarded. Yeah. As if it's just, oh, well, we have new digital mediums. They're cheaper and faster, you know, at least perceived as cheaper mm-hmm. and faster. Why, then we should just get rid of this old one. Well, that's not, I don't think
yeah,
that's
you can
right.
Keep all
exactly.
of them,
and I, so I'm an advocate for all mediums. You can find beauty in all mediums.
Yeah. So the Flutter Project opened in US some weeks ago. It was a big respond. So, you had a big success with Tangerine that allowed you to have this move on 35 millimeters.
Yes.
So a bigger one. What are you going to do next, if you have any idea? And on what kind of, are you going back to digital? Are you keep?
I'm not sure yet.
You don't know yet.
Because I probably will stay in the same wheelhouse, meaning something along the lines of a Florida project in terms of size. But content should always dictate medium. So mm-hmm. until I figure out the content, I won't know the medium. But I had a great time shooting on film. I look forward to using it again in the future at some point. And we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see. We're here. You know, the Torino Film Festival is here waiting for your
okay.
next film.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much to Sean Baker for
Thanks
the Florida
so
Project. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.